I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How nice was it to see that happen today after what happened last night?
Anytime you get a win, but you know, these guys have been all year really good about responding to tough losses. That's not a surprise. For me, it's more Clev today and looking like vintage Clev. You know, he's got a couple of consecutive starts under his belt. It's just pitching for him now. So 6 innings, 90 pitches is what we were looking for him today. He did exactly that. And you know, now we just treat him like another pitcher.
Is that the step you were kind of looking for from him?
Yeah. You know, it's been stop, start all year for him. You know, cut him off after 60 pitches, 90 pitches. So, you know, he went out there and looked like a different guy today. He knew he had the brunt of the game in him. Fastball velo was there from the very beginning. Cutter, breaking ball, everything. You know, this is why this organization went out and got him.
Can it kind of be a silver lining right now in the sense that, like, I mean, he's pretty fresh. Like, he's able to get going now with this rotation and jump in right where they're at, too.
Yeah, no doubt. It's always nice to have a fresh arm. We were probably looking at some kind of an innings thing with him this year to begin with anyway, you know, having to miss the year plus. But just excited to see him pitching like he normally does and, you know, going deep into a game.
What kind of growth have you seen from C.J. Abrams?
Yeah, look, he just gets more and more comfortable. The base hit to left, those are the type of things that he's going to have to do. You know, he's got power. You know, El Paso is a place that it's easy to try to hit the ball at the ballpark, and I don't want to say sometimes gives you bad habits, but those are the type of things that we expect him to do at the big league levels, hit the ball the other way and kind of take what the field's giving him.
Hosmer leaving the game, is there anything to that?
No, you know, we got Alcantara in there, similar to what I was doing with Ozakar early in the year, too, with Pro. You know, give him a role. He's a really good defender. He hasn't been out there in a while.
A win is a win, but to have it go to plan tonight as opposed to what happened last night, this is what you plan, put those two guys out there and have. How did that feel?
Yeah, I mean, in theory, that was the plan today. I mean, if it's, you know, we don't have Rodgers, we don't have Garcia anyway, so we're hoping it went that way. I had Chrismat in my pocket too if I needed to use him a little bit later, but you know, both these guys pitched well enough to finish the game, so all good.
Nice to see Cronenworth have a big day.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's been really hot, and then just slowed down here recently for what, 5 or 6 games, but that's the way he's been swinging here for the better part of a month or so.
Any update on Alfaro?
He felt a lot better today, so I could have used him in the game if I had to. I obviously wanted to try to stay away from him, but felt good today, so that's encouraging.
How about Manny? How close is he?
Manny had another really good day. I could have used him today, too, if I wanted to. We did get in that position at this point, but we're making significant strides. Maybe he'll show up sometime in the next series.
Is this the first day that you could have used him?
You know what? I could have yesterday. He didn't feel as good yesterday after all the work that he's getting done as he did today. So could have both. More of an option today.
Were there any issues with Hosmer coming out of the game
late? No.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep. Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.